This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't. Of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 12th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Running the three-man show at least for one more morning. Jason either comes back tomorrow or Friday. I believe he comes back Friday. Not positive. He's been in Florida. I got to tell you, Tilt City, I've been back on the unsubscribe kick.
Oh, no.
I can't beat these stupid bots or whatever it is. And they're so stupid. Do you think I care about this? America's greatest threat and how to prepare. I mean, it sounds like it's important. But
that sounds kind of scary, whatever it is.
And I'll hit unsubscribe, and then I'll get something similar tomorrow. There was another one about AI's crypto boom. I don't care. Why are you sending it to me?
No, I've realized that I've lost the battle, not only with my personal email, but my Odyssey email as well. It's just overrun with bots and a billion guest requests, and I've lost the war. I've waved the white flag. This is me waving the white flag on emails.
Here's another example. The dollar's fate. You think I care? I mean, maybe I should, but I don't care.
It's kind of important.
Why are they sending me about the dollar?
JP, you have to start a new email. At this point, it's not stuff you signed up for that you can unsubscribe to. It's junk mail. It's spam.
Yeah.
It will just keep coming and coming because they have your email address. It's in the system.
It's so annoying.
So for everyone you unsubscribe, five or ten new ones probably take their place.
The things you unsubscribe from are businesses that you buy stuff from online that they keep sending you promos for.
Drab solution might be the only solution. Where you just punt that email start fresh.
I had to do it back in the day. My older one was compromised. Mm-hmm. I was same thing, getting so much stuff, and it was inundated where I was missing important emails.
Right.
And I made the switch.
I'm still holding on to this Yahoo email. I think I established a Gmail account a decade ago.
I have a Gmail that I never use.
I hate the address that I came up with because it was Junkies related. It's very clunky.
Right.
I guess I could ultimately change that and come up with a new address.
I've also determined that there aren't that many important emails. Like Valdez.
I agree with that.
Sometimes maybe one slips through the cracks. If one does, I'm guessing somebody's going to text me about it. As a follow-up. So
I maybe got two important emails in the last 100 days.
I've lost the battle, and I'm resigned to that.
In terms of importance, see, I get a daily email from Isabella's school, I also get from Dylan's school.
Unimportant. Yeah. Both of them, unimportant.
Should go on your, those will go on your delete list
you don't
sooner
need those.
Rather than
if
later.
If there's a crisis, they'll call you.
Yeah, but...
You need to know about the bake sale?
I don't need to know about the bake sale, but I do need to know about re-enrollment and certain things.
Okay, that's fine.
And then I'm coaching multiple teams, so that's all done on email. It's just annoying. You're right, though.
No,
I probably can't defeat it because I unsubscribe, and it just keeps coming.
You're on the list.
Yeah, you made the list.
But it is illegal. If they say unsubscribe, you should be unsubscribed. If it has an option, unsubscribe.
No, like
I know, those are spam.
Even if it's spam, I get it. They can't. I mean, they're not allowed to spam you.
Go to my spam file. I have spam file.
It's gotcha. It's stuff to try to trick them into donating money.
I understand. It's spam. Yeah, it's all illegal bull crap. And if it says unsubscribe, it should unsubscribe you.
No, do you know how many times I get stupid emails about gold
signed up for
or
whatever.
Crypto?
I know it's
coming. All this crap.
He's on the list.
He's in the system.
He's in the system. Yeah. His things just getting passed around like some.
Believe me, ruined. I'm way worse than you guys. My phone is ruined. Okay, my phone is ruined.
You can't just toss away your phone.
I get 50 to 75. That's probably conservative. Spam. Text messages a day, and I unsubscribe, I stop, I block. It doesn't matter. It just keep coming, and it is criminal.
I'll go in phases.
I think the solution might be for email, potentially, because a lot of it stems from, I don't care how much cash you carry, like Lurch. Most people make online purchases, right? And that's where a lot of it stems from. You got to have an email just for purchases. And then you got to have another email that you only use for work.
Well, that
never
sounds
give
very,
it out to anybody. No, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But you can manage it. There are ways you can manage it.
I mean, I have my work email isn't the same as my personal email. My work email is not compromised with spam or anything like that.
Because you're not purchasing anything from it. Exactly. But when you purchase
I don't think it's
stuff,
about the purchases for my emails. I'm getting a lot of things that are not related to purchases. And by the way, I make almost zero online purchases in a year.
You'll be shocked what you subscribe to or what you pay online, bills, whatever it is. You're getting, if you need to have separate ones. And then there are ways you can incorporate all your emails into one email. It filters it out. I mean, there's ways you could do it. But you're right, it's a pain. I'm not diminishing what a pain it is. It's horrific. I think spam has ruined email. And I know personally, spam has ruined my phone. But what am I going to do? I got a phone number for 30 years. Am I going to get rid of the phone number?
No.
I've had for 30 years all my contacts.
Well, how long have I had my Yahoo email? It's been many years.
I feel the same way about my email. It's kind of like my email.
Yeah.
And mine is ruined and compromised too. The world is a poop show. We have stage 4 cancer. The world. My opinion.
Better go to chemo. Try to beat it.
I don't know that you can.
Best we can.
It's beyond repair.
I was up a little late last night and I had the Capitals on and it was 4-4. I was like, I probably should go to bed.
I mean, that's late. I couldn't even make it to the first period. I know that yesterday I was talking a big game, like, yeah, I'll watch the first period and go to bed. I was in bed by 9:20.
I don't know what it was.
I couldn't make it to 10 p.m.
Everything
puck drop.
Happened later for me. So I left the grocery store at like 8:45.
Well, that's
because I had to pick up a
bizarre.
Bunch of stuff.
I know it was empty at 8:45. It was probably like a scene from The Walking Dead.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
I don't know. Live in a neighborhood that has a giant that still has a good amount of people at 8:45.
Weird.
You know what it was? Yard work season has begun.
Ah.
And so
I
had a soccer practice because it was a beautiful day. I did some yard work because in my neighborhood, the recycle / yard work crew, they'll pick up those bags only on Wednesdays. So it's kind of critical to get everything done before Wednesday or it's going to pile up for the next week. And I've had all these branches from the windy conditions, like knocked down, and I just had like a pile. I mean, you could probably almost start a bonfire, and then I had to break all the branches to fit them in the stupid bags to set them up. So everything was later, and I'm watching the Caps, and I was thinking, you know, we just had Joe B on the show, and one of the discussion points with Joe B was this team scores a lot of goals, and then in particular in the third period, and they did it again.
Yep.
They did it again.
Win 7-4. What a way to start their road trip. Now they've won five straight games. Alexi Protas with his first hat trick. Ovi with three assists.
Ovi gave him an empty netter at the end.
He did, yes.
So Ovi, unselfish EB, Ovi, could have scored an empty netter. But since Protas had two goals, he wanted to hook him with a hat trick.
I give this goal to Pro. I pad stats later. Drab hate my empty net goals. No, not the fan.
They should almost have a separate category, too, for the empty netter when you're up two. Like, I almost feel like that one is the really cheap one when you're up two and you go up three. Because when you got three, then they just put the goalie back in and they just wave the white flag.
Mm-hmm.
But you really should wave the white flag when you're up two.
By the way,
you pull an empty netter.
Ho-hum, another 3-point night from Pierre-Luc Dubois, the guy that everybody, all the pundits said, what are the Caps doing acquiring this guy? He's been on a bunch of teams. He wears out his welcome wherever he goes. How about he has 57 points already? He's on a bullet train to shatter his career high for points, which is 63. You think he's not going to get 6 points in the next 17 games?
How about Tom Wilson's year?
I'm pretty sure he will.
How about Tom Wilson's year?
I mean, Willie's just having a sterling year. Is he at 29 goals now? Did he get 30 yet? He's right around that number.
Career high in points as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's just having a spectacular season. Things are just lining up for the Caps right now. Not going to say they're going to win the Stanley Cup, but things are looking good for this team. I mean, they're a lock to be the one seed in the East.
It's a nice long run
at this point.
This early summer.
Right.
That would be great if we get hockey in April, May, and June.
Be fantastic.
We need it. People need to freaking lock in. I honestly want to scold the listeners. You guys got to do a better job because we're doing a great job in online listening and everything. We should just, I honestly think we should, at some point, we're going to have to penalize you and we're going to have to pull the pod.
Is that what it is?
People are listening at their leisure.
Mm-hmm.
You got to grind with us.
It's damaging our bottom line.
Yeah, you're hurting us. You're really hurting us. It's getting to the point where it's embarrassing. Okay?
Do you really want to hurt your radio friends?
Yeah.
Your radio pals?
I mean, you've gotten to the point now where you've embarrassed me. Okay? Because people aren't listening to the radio, or the ones that are listening to other stuff. And I, but you know how I know? Beyond the fact that we get these emails saying, oh, your online listeners, up. Oh, your radio ratings are in the toilet. Right. They're the lowest you've ever seen. You know how I know that that's true? It's because I get emails throughout the day, or not emails, because I don't use email, because email's compromised. I get tweets throughout the day referencing topics that we talk about, because you know they're listening right at that moment.
Sure.
So 9 hours later, someone's commenting on something that we talked about 19 hours or earlier.
I told this to Drab the other day. I ran into Larry Duvall.
Please listen live.
Larry Duvall, we used to work with.
Yeah.
Now it's Monumental Sports, but he was with Comcast Sportsnet, which became NBC Sports Washington, which became Monumental. And I'm picking up my kid around noon, and I see him from a distance, and he goes, hey, JP. He flashes his phone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yeah. And he goes, hey, I'm watching you guys on YouTube right now.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So he's just plucking a segment that Mike Marr.
I don't care. It's all killing us.
I'm sure it's going to be great for contract renegotiations. It's going to be awesome.
I think I'm just going to punt. I got better things to do.
Pretty fun.
Better things to do.
Coming up on the show today, we will give you the latest on the Commanders news, their acquisitions. Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mike Show on 910 The Fan in Richmond after us. He will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Of course, he comes on before AWOD every day. So we will talk to Michael Phillips at 8 o'clock. Rex Hoggard, reporter for the Golf Channel, joins us. Why? Because Tiger Woods had another big surgery. So we'll get into that. Coming up next, we're going to play a little better or worse. Which teams have benefited the most? Which have gotten worse? How about the Commanders on defense, on offense? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.